Hello, my name is Dominic Wood. I'm one half of TV and radio Double Acts, Dick and Dom. I'm also a DIY enthusiast.
Can you tell us some more about home improvements and DIY disasters?
Well, home improvements is something that's happening a lot more at the moment, especially as we're now pushing through to spring. We all come out of hibernation and feel the need to do up our houses now that it's a little bit warmer outside. So the nation is taking to arms and arming themselves with tools, chisels, saws and hammers and getting to work doing up their properties.
Are people considering second-hand sites as viable options to buy furniture?
These days, instead of buying brand new furniture and spending a lot of money, people are tending to buy reclaimed or reused furniture from secondhand shops, from secondhand websites, and also the local tip where they often sell lots of old furniture.
What are your top tips on home improvements this spring?
My top tips on home improvement this spring are to buy old furniture and do them up for the house. You can get some beautiful old furniture, and back in the days, they made them really, really well. So they'll stand the test of time. A lot of the time, all they need is just a bit of TLC.
Dom, what surprised you the most about the research?
Well, I'll tell you what surprised me most about the research from Europcar is that there's actually a whole different spectrum of personalities when it comes to DIY projects. You've got people who are the planners, about 30%. They plan all their DIY, and that's the advice I've been giving. But actually, you've got about 18%, which actually I am. If I'm going to lift the lid and tell the absolute truth now, I am of that 80% of impulsive DIYers. So I very rarely make a structured plan, and I think that's down to, just the way I am, really. And so I will get every tool out everywhere. I won't put the dust sheets down until I put paint on the floor, at which point I'll spend time trying to scrub the paint off the floor. Then I'll put the sheets down. I'll often also have about two or three jobs on the go at the same time. Now, a planned DIYer will go, I'm going to do this job on this day and I'm not going to start the next one until I've finished that job. Now, that is the way to do things. The way to not do things is the way I do it, which is to have tools all over the house. In fact, to the extent where I had to make a rule with myself that when I'm doing DIY, when my boys are at school, that by the time they get home, I have to clear the whole place up. Because before that, they were getting home from school and it was literally like walking into B&Q.
Do you want to tell us some more about the latest home improvements you've done in your house?
One of the latest things I've done in my house was construct a bird box just before the winter. And I made it out of old wooden pallets. You often get these left outside shops. So you just ask permission, dip in and take them home. And I managed to construct it. And I managed to see a couple of blue tits entering the bird box just the other day, which is very satisfying. 1 in 10 people don't do DIY because they don't have the means in which to transport anything around, whether that be materials and wood from the DIY shop or to collect reclaimed furniture from a secondhand store. So luckily, thanks to europecar.co.uk, you can order a car to be delivered to your house or a nice big van, a Luton van or an electric van. And then you can go down to the secondhand shop, load up your van with loads of old furniture that you're going to upcycle and then take it home. And then when you're ready, you call up your car and they'll come and pick it up and take it away.
Dom Wood, radio and TV broadcaster turned DIY expert. Dom, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm going to go outside, get in my Europe car. I'm going to drive off and pick up some stuff from the local charity shop. Bye.